tail end of the 1800s, a series of strange goings-on haunted Bumbler's Farm in Shelfanger. Doors opened and closed of their own accord. A towel roller in the kitchen spun violently as if powered by an unseen hand. Ornaments in the parlour crashed to the ground, and the ghostly figure of a woman was seen. Now long lost in the mists of time, the farm was once a magnet for paranormal activity, to the point where people who knew of the stories attached to the building and its adjacent pond would avoid both, even after the former had been reduced to ruins and the latter had dried up. In 1957, Thomas Clifton Porcher, who ran 30-acre Glebe Farm in the village, just a few miles from Diss, recalled the stories. An article in the Eastern Daily Press in January noted that the 77-year-old remembered with vivid clearness the frightening activity in that farmhouse where he was born. Before telling the story of the farm, before it was bought by his great-grandfather, and when it was in the hands of Mrs. Dinah Freeman. Following a dispute over land, she cut her throat, and then, with a heavy candlestick in her hand, she made her way out of the farmhouse, explained Mr. Porcher, and went into the pond, the article states. The candlestick stayed in the pond, he went on. His father heard the story of the woman and the candlestick through his grandfather and had been warned that if the pond was ever cleaned, the candlestick had to be left where it was. Then came the day when the pond was cleaned, and out with the mud came the candlestick. Mr. Porcher was about 6 at the time. That night it was though the devil was in the farmhouse. Things got so bad that Mr. Porcher's father hired a man to turn over the 3 tons of mud, find the candlestick and put it back in the pond. Even then, the strange occurrences continued to some degree up to the time when the family left the farmhouse 64 years ago. It has been empty ever since. A brother of Mr. Porcher saw the apparition of a woman in the house. No one, however, appears to have noticed anything out of the ordinary at the spot in recent times. But that doesn't alter the fact that Mr. Porcher's sister-in-law and housekeeper, Mrs. H. Porcher, refuses to go anywhere near the ruined buildings. Mr. Porcher described the frightening events which began the night the pond was cleaned, the door slamming, the objects in the parlour hurled to the floor, and the ghostly figure of a woman seen. According to official records, Dinah Freeman was buried on October the 26th, 1814, aged 36. The wife of Mr. C.B. Freeman, she had for some time been confined to bed with a terrible fever. In the Monthly Magazine or British Register of 1814, it is written that Mrs. Freeman had, in one of those paroxysms which sometimes impart to the sufferer an unusual portion of strength, escaped from her room and fallen into a deep pond. Over the decades, the story became embroidered by firesides in Shelfanger and woven into a far more ghostly tale.